You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Truck Yeah
podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett, Senior Director of Operations. Join with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Good afternoon, Teddy.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's a sunny day here in Ohio, February. February in Ohio. Sometimes it seems like May. Sometimes it seems like December. Ha-ha! We got a special guest with us today. It's our first of hopefully an ongoing series called The Dispatch Diaries. Joining with us today, an account executive from our East Region team, Mr. Jordan Francis. Jordan, hello.
Well, hi, Jesse.
How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I like your podcast radio voice already.
I'm the voice of Zipline. You got to remember that.
Very soothing. Jordan, you've been with us 3 years now?
A little over 3 years. January 21. So, right. Like, what, 37 months? Baby nice, terms? Man.
Baby terms, 37 baby months? Terms. Wow. All right. I like that. 12 months in a year, 3 years and change. That's awesome. East team.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking stories about your time in the carrier sales department. We're going to go over some hot topics that you discuss with the carriers.
Love it.
And in general, just how you're working with them, what they prefer right now, and is this very specific market. So let's dive into it.
Looking forward to it.
What do carriers say? No, I'm but like
everything.
Obviously, you your job is to find capacity, talk to carriers, negotiate rates, give them the details of an order.
Correct.
What you're trying to book, right?
Yes, sir.
Walk me through, like, I haven't been in transportation for 17 years, what that looks like. You see an order, it's got Columbus to Chicago.
Yeah.
Go.
So basically, it's a pretty streamlined process now. We have many tools that we can utilize to find the correct carrier that we're looking for that lane. If we're looking for something, like you said, like Columbus, Ohio to Chicago, Illinois. That's a bread and butter lane for us. We really gotta make sure we hammer home lanes that we have a lot of history for, a lot of different carriers that have ran it for. So what we can do is we can shoot out what are called, and I'll explain, it's called a targeted canopy offer. The system that we use is called Canopy. And basically what it is, it's an algorithm that was built by our IT team that it takes a history of the carriers that we've used on that specific lane or similar lanes, and it shoots out prioritized offers to those carriers where we can put, hey, we're offering X amount of money for this. They can deny, accept, counteroffer. And honestly, when I first started working here, it was something I didn't think I would utilize very often, especially coming from TQL, because at TQL, we just had such a vast system of, honestly, nonsense, to be honest with you, because we booked anyone and everyone. With this, we have a targeted group of carriers that we know can do the job correctly, do the job well, service our customers, and service the lane as much as possible. And we're getting to connect and communicate with them first, which I think is a really smart thing that Dustin and the IT team have created.
Well, it's one of our values, Jordan, for partnership. So we're trying to partner with carriers and customers, right? So mm-hmm. I think that's a really good call out that you were trying to feed the carrier groups or the carrier truckers, carriers.
Carrier truckers.
Carrier truckers.
That's my favorite country song.
Our consistent carriers that, like you said, have delivered for us in the past, have mm-hmm. provided the quality service that we're looking for, as you know, being a lot of our 85% of our freight goes into CPG or is CPG products that delivers primarily into retail destinations. You don't want just any random, was it Tom, Joe, and Harry just driving into a Costco thinking that he can show up at 2 p.m. when they actually close at noon and your appointment was at 11.
Yeah.
This isn't.
That's another good thing you bring up is, especially when you're dealing with places like Costco, Kihi, Walmarts that have windows, have strict cutoffs and things like that. If you deal with carriers that are familiar not only with that exact lane, but with that exact location, mm-hmm. they know what can and can't be done. Because if it's one of those things where you take matters into your own hands and try to get there a day early, they will charge either me, you, or your dispatcher $100 to $500. I mean, we're talking heavy fees. So that's kind of very, very stupid and cliche, but I've always been told that relationships are like trees. And if you water them, they'll just get bigger and bigger. So
they'll grow. I like that.
They'll really grow.
Yeah.
So
That's nice.
Would you say that retailers are the most important reason to have a reoccurring or carrier that with an existing partnership? Or is there any other reasons that having that existing relationship helps?
I would say that's like the number two reason. I think the number one reason why you want to use regular carriers over and over again is, this is kind of basic, but it's just overall familiarity. Mm-hmm. You know what you're dealing with. You know, when I'm calling a dispatcher that I've talked to 10 times in 1 week, as opposed to calling a one-off guy, he knows what I'm about. I know what he's about. I know what to expect if there's issues, or like I was talking to Jesse about fees, detention, things like that, things that can really cause rifts in the relationship between brokers and carriers. I think that's why the regularity really helps. But like, to bring it to your point, the retailers, I think it's really good to use the regular, I keep using that word regulars, but that's what they are. Yeah. It's really good to use them, because the more and more you are, it's just like practicing a golf swing. The more you pound that golf swing, the more that you grab the 7-iron and swing that thing.
Swing that thing.
Yeah, censored myself there. You're gonna get better. You're gonna get better and better and better. So if I'm going to deliver to Keihe, which in my opinion is probably up there with the strictest retailers there are, that you know what to expect, you know what you got to do, and you know how to perform. So
that's awesome.
I love that familiarity. So talk to me about you're talking to a familiar carrier, mm-hmm. a regular, a tier one, if you will.
Ooh.
We were talking the other day about bringing D1 back. You're a football guy, right?
I played college football.
Did you ever used to call something D1? What a D1 throw there.
Well, I would have if I went D2. I wish I could say I went D1, but I was D2.
But D1 was the prom.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You wanted to get them D1 letters. They just, they smelled different.
Yeah, exactly.
They looked better.
So you're talking to a D1 carrier, okay? What's a typical conversation go like?
That's the beautiful thing, is those conversations are the easiest, because especially if you're calling with a lane in mind, or a lane that you know they run on a damn near regular basis. There's a woman that I work with. I'll name drop her, just her first name, though. Her name's Terry. She's great. She runs an Ohio to New Jersey formula. I literally just have to call her, say, "Hey, darling, how you doing today? It's Jordan." She'll be like, "Oh, hey, Jordan, how you doing?" And then we honestly just shoot the breeze for a little bit. We make sure, I mean, she asks about my kids, which I asked about her. She just got a new dog. I ask about that. You build up that almost personal connection. I know you kind of want to separate work and play and all that good stuff, but there's nothing wrong with getting friendly and getting to know the people
Absolutely.
You're working with. So yeah, just to answer your question, those conversations are much more pleasant, because there's an easy A to B, but in between the A to B, you can actually have some fun.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about a difficult conversation.
Yeah. I'd say there's multiple that came to my head right away. The first one that I thought of is if it's something along the lines of, you're using a new carrier for the first time ever, and they missed an appointment because they popped a tire. Well, your appointment was for tomorrow at 9 p.m. You're telling me you're not going to be there 100%. You're not going to get there till the following day. Well, I just checked with my receiver, and oh, guess what? The next appointment's not till a week out. That is, in my opinion, the hardest conversation, because you have to balance, logic, and you have to balance emotion at the same time, because you're, in your head as the broker, you're logically thinking, this is not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
This is your fault. Your tire popped. But then the emotions pop in and you're like, oh, they're still humans. They just unfortunately messed up. And it really wasn't even something they can control. A tire can pop. So you have to call that dispatcher. You have to call. I always start with the dispatcher and I explain to them, hey, unfortunately, the next appointment's not till yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to try to fight for you, but I wouldn't be expecting any extra compensation. And then once you drop that, which in my opinion, it's good to rip the Band-Aid off early,
mm-hmm.
because it sets that tone of like, hey, this is where we're at. So,
we're going to be fair.
Yeah, we're going to be fair. We're going to try, but we have to be logical and be fair. And then the conversation usually goes into the dispatcher, either one of two things. And like I said, I'm not trying to paint pictures of anyone. This is just what I experience, is a dispatcher either accepts that and says, hey, I understand, we'll see what we can do. Or two, they go straight into fight mode. They go straight into fight mode.
Dig in.
Why are you telling me that this is ridiculous?
Yeah.
This isn't even our fault, blah, blah, blah. And that can turn into a very difficult conversation, because something I've struggled with even to this day, being in this business for almost over 5 years now, is I'm not good at biting my tongue sometimes.
Yeah.
So it can get difficult.
What's up, truckers? If you love the Truck Yeah podcast, you'll also love the other content we create here at Zipline Logistics. I'm talking funny TikToks, weekly blogs, informational ebooks, client interviews, and so much more. To keep up with the latest CPG industry news and content, you can subscribe to Zipline Logistics retail resources by visiting www.ziplinelogistics.com/enews or by simply clicking the link in the show notes. You don't want to miss out on the hottest expert insights on trending topics delivered right to your inbox. And you want to know the best part? It's completely free. So sign up using the link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the episode.
Well, we'll just have to have you in the podcast booth here a little more often so you don't have to bite your tongue. I think it's important to, you know, I talk about on the customer operations side, like using left brain and right brain. So like left brain, I don't know which one is which, but one's more artistic and one's more like mechanical, right? So when that type of situation happens, a pop tire and a missed delivery, like, all right, here's what I need first. I need the receipts from the roadside. I need a breakdown. I need a picture of the seal. So like, these are the things that I have to check
which
off the list.
Which can come off as super pushy, and you don't mean to be that way. It's just right. What you have to get. So,
but the artistic side is, or you call it the emotional side.
The empathetic
side is like, listen, man, this is going to stink. Let's come up with a reasonable solution, and we're going to move on together. And
because we're in it together,
right?
I mean, it's still my load,
right?
So
that's nice. I like that.
Is there a difference in difficulty of having those conversations over the phone versus over email?
I would never have those conversations over email. To answer your question first is absolutely. Email can be so misconstrued and can be, it's just like texting. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure anyone that's listened to this podcast has had a text conversation with someone, even a loved one, a random person, doesn't matter, where you say something and it's completely taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say that in email in a professional sense, it just creates this tone of, like I said, there's just no trust. I guess that's the best way to put it. So what I do, and it might not be the best way, but what I do is I pick up the phone, I pull the Band-Aid off, and I mean just go for it, because it tells that person, hey, like I said, we're in this together, let's figure this out together. And I'm taking the initiative, because you could miss an email could, you could not reply for 30 minutes. I want to get to a resolution as quickly as humanly possible. So
that's awesome.
What are your familiar carriers, your regular carriers, thoughts about the current state of the marketplace right now, the freight market?
With me being in the East, so basically that means I handle anything east of Ohio, and I even do like some Tennessee and Kentucky, so that's kind of contradictory, but basically anything east of Ohio and then south all the way to Georgia and Florida. So anyone that is familiar with freight in general is that we're coming into shortly the hot season for Florida,
because
produce is going to be picking up soon. We are finally ending the slow season for Florida. So Florida carriers, they're always usually happy around this time. But to answer your question on a broader scale, is carriers all in all are not very pleased with where things are right now, because there are certain lanes, I'm talking like 400, 500 mile lanes, that are bread and butter lanes for us, but still that we're paying, oh my God, like 50 to 60% less than we were a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, because of just what has happened with the COVID boom, where everything was shipping out. Everyone was buying stuff from home and everything had to be shipped. And now with where the economy is, with inflation, different podcast, different time, but yeah, is now the consumer just isn't purchasing like they were. So what's going to happen? It's going to go down. So there's just not, I think I saw a stat not too long ago where there was a load out of like North Dakota, which obviously is pretty much a damn near outlier anyway, but there was like one load to 46 trucks or something like that. And that's wild, especially North Dakota, because you're lucky to even find 46 trucks in like North Dakota. So,
right.
But yeah, so it's just a very difficult time. So many people got an MC, so many people got assets, and they're figuring out that, like, oh man, there's not as much honey in the jar.
Yeah.
It's difficult time right now.
Yeah. That's the biggest, as you said, a different podcast to discuss the economy.
Oh, but yeah.
We track weekly in our pricing meeting, and I'll probably share, maybe a good idea to share with you all, Compared to 2020, we are 65,000 carrier authorities higher.
Yeah, that's wild.
And certainly the freight moving is less than it was 2 years ago, but it's not as drastic as 65,000 more carrier authorities or trucking authorities.
No, not at all.
That's pretty wild.
Supply and demand.
Yes, sir. We're going to end on a fun story.
Okay.
What's the funnest story you've had either here at Zipline or...
That's pretty easy, actually. The first one that pops in my head. So I'm assuming you guys have had her on the podcast before. But our senior VP of operations, Jessica Newberry.
Sure.
She had just been hired on, and this is probably how I'd been around for about a year, maybe a year and some change. And so I had, for the two people sitting in this room with know how loud and how interesting I am, and I can be on the phone. But like I said earlier, I don't really bite my tongue. But this was my boss, my VP, her like third or fourth day actually being out on the floor. And I got a call, and it was just it was one of those calls where immediately you knew it was going to be bad the whole time. And actually, I'm going to drop her name too, because it's going to end with good publicity, I promise. But her name was Rhonda Mapp. She's actually a former WNBA player.
Wow.
She was all conference at, I believe, Rhonda, if you hear this, don't judge me. I think you were NC State. She was a first round draft pick.
Wolfpack, the lady. Yeah, Wolfpack.
I believe she was in NC State. I know she holds like the ACC record for most rebounds
in
like a career. Like she is effing legit. So, but anyway, so she owns a trucking company now. It's called On the Map Trucking. Okay. And it was honestly just from the beginning, a huge misunderstanding. I actually took the call from a person that used to work here who was a little more mild mannered on the phone and got overwhelmed. And I offered to take it from him. So I did, and we're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the whole time, all I can see out of the corner of my eye is my brand new senior VP looking at me like, this guy is flipping nuts. And I mean, I'm screaming at this lady. She's calling me names. I might have called her a couple names. I mean, we're going back and forth, back and forth. But something I've always prided myself on is taking a situation like that and finding some kind of common ground. That way, you at least don't end the conversation pissed off at each other.
Sure.
What we did is, I mentioned it earlier, she ended up saying that she got drafted in the WNBA. And I was like, no, you didn't. I called her. I was like, no, you did not. And she was like, search me. I dare you, search me. So I did. And she was legit. And then like right there, I just flipped it into sports mode. Like, I played college football. I'm actually a professional strongman. So I talked into sports mode. And then we just started kind of honestly bonding a little bit over our college experience.
Yeah.
and everything. And like I said, I wish I could convey to you how bad the call actually was. I can't say some of the things that she said to me, and I can't say some of the things that I said to her. It was bad. But we ended up making like friends. I used her on loads after that. I mean, hell, I even like would just hit her up and be like, hey, what's up, Rhonda? You got into paint lately, girl? You've been hitting the block? What's up? And no, she's really cool. But the funniest thing about that was, I think the next day, I went over to finally like formally meet Jessica. And I was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know, that's not usually how I do business, even though it kind of is.
Yeah.
That's not how I usually do business. But she was like, I love it.
So
it was great, because not only did I get to be myself and learn that my leadership here accepts that I am a little bit helter skelter sometimes,
we'll call it passionate,
but I also, like I said, I made a good connection, because not only does she have that trucking company, but her husband has another trucking company. And I like to think I took what was a terrible situation and turned it into an actually pretty big positive.
Heck yeah.
So
truck yeah. How about that? Well, hey, for all of our listeners out there, either a customer or a carrier, if you want to talk to people like myself or Teddy or even someone else as passionate as Jordan, our account executive in the East region, 888-GO-ZIPLINE or visit us at www.ziplinelogistics.com. That's been another episode of the podcast. Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse. Thanks, Teddy.
See you, Teddy.